VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. With thousands of guards deployed across Sri Lanka at places of worship, Muslims in the country answered the call to prayer Friday, less than a week after the deadly Easter Sunday explosions blamed on Muslim extremists. AP Sarah Bassett reports a number of countries have issued travel warnings following threats of further attacks by the militant group.
The U.S. Embassy suggests Americans should avoid all religious ceremonies in Sri Lanka this weekend following the bombings, while the Australian government has also warned travelers that terrorists are likely to carry out further attacks. In addition, Britain's Foreign Ministry advises its citizens not to travel to the island nation at all.
That's AP's Sarah Bassett reporting. Sri Lankan officials say the suspected mastermind of the violence was killed in the attack on the Shangri-La Hotel. Cyclone Kenneth has made landfall in northern Mozambique after tens of thousands had been evacuated. The storm slammed into land with speeds equivalent to a Category 4 hurricane. On Friday, the cyclone was officially downgraded to an X-cyclone. On Friday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un paid his respects at a ceremony honoring the war dead in Vladivostok after a brief summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian news agencies report Kim left for Pyongyang on Friday afternoon by his private train. Yevgeny Baranov is covering the trip for VOA via Skype and explains where things go from here.
I think what comes next, that Kim Jong-un will try to negotiate with different actors, such as China, keeps talking with Russia, and at the same time looking at Washington, what Washington can do, whether it can soften or not its policy.
Yevgeny Baranov reporting for VOA via Skype. This is VOA News. North Korea billed the United States $2 million for the medical care of a U.S. college student who was detained in Pyongyang in 2016 and returned to the United States comatose more than a year later. Sources tell The Washington Post the U.S. envoy sent to retrieve the unresponsive Otto Warmbier signed an agreement to pay the medical bill at the direction of President Donald Trump. However, AP Sagar Magani reports President Trump is denying the U.S. paid anything.
A former U.S. official told the AP yesterday an American envoy that had been sent to retrieve Otto Warmbier from North Korea had signed an agreement to pay $2 million in medical costs to the North on President Trump's instructions. The president's insisting this morning no money was paid, not $2 million, not anything else. Warmbier was held for 17 months before being flown home comatose and died shortly after. His relatives say North Korea tortured him, which the Kim regime denies. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The human rights group Amnesty International says U.S. coalition forces killed more than 1,600 civilians in the air campaign to retake the city of Raqqa from the Islamic State in Syria. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the figure is 10 times more than acknowledged by coalition officials.
The coalition offensive to retake the Islamic State's self-declared capital of Raqqa began in June 2017. Over the course of 5 months, Amnesty claims the operation took more than 1,600 civilian lives. Following a two-year investigation, the group says it has gathered names for more than 1,000 of the victims and says it has verified 641 deaths on the ground in Raqqa. In response to the evidence it has presented, Amnesty says coalition forces have acknowledged far fewer civilian deaths. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Officials in southern Mexico are searching for hundreds of migrants today after they broke out of a detention center. Many are believed to be Cuban. About 700 of the migrants returned to the center voluntarily, while some 600 migrants remain at large. Most of them are seeking entry into the U.S. Are you feeling stressed? Well, you're not alone. A new survey finds people around the world are becoming more angry, stressed, and worried. The annual Gallup Global Emotions Report found a third of the people surveyed say they suffer stress. The report says the most negative country was Chad, followed by Niger. The most positive country was Paraguay. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News. It's